אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 805.
We're writing in the writings of בעל הסולם, the writings of the last generation. We're continuing from part one. You can find the study materials on Sviva Tova and the Arvut system, and you can ask questions through there too. Whoever asks a question down here in the hall, so stand up, hold the microphone close to your mouth, and speak loud and clear, please, love.
Let's go.
Part 1. The basis of my entire commentary is the will to receive imprinted in every creature, and which is disparity of form to the Creator. Thus, the soul has separated from Him as an organ is separated from the body. Since the disparity of form in spirituality is like a separating axe in corporeality, it is therefore clear that what the Creator wants from us is equivalence of form, at which time we adhere to Him once more as before we were created. This is the meaning of the words, adhere to His attributes as He is merciful, etc. It means that we are to change our attribute, which is the will to receive, and adopt the attribute of the Creator, which is only to bestow, so that all our actions will be only to bestow upon our fellow persons and benefit them as best as we can. By this, we come to the goal of adhering to Him, which is equivalence of what one is compelled to do for oneself, namely the necessary minimum for oneself and one's family's sustenance, is not considered disparity of form, as necessity is neither condemned nor praised. This is the great revelation that will be revealed in full only in the days of the Messiah. When this teaching is accepted, we will be rewarded with complete redemption. I have already said that there are two ways to discover the completeness, the path of Torah or the path of suffering. Hence, the Creator has given the humanity technology until they have invented the atom and the hydrogen bombs. If the total ruin that they are destined to bring upon the world is still not evident to the world, they can wait for the Third World War or a fourth one. God forbid. The bombs will do their thing, and the relics who remain after the ruin will have no other choice but to take upon themselves this work, where both individuals and nation will not work for themselves more than is necessary for their sustenance, while everything else they do will be for the good of others. If all the nations of the world will agree to it, there will no longer be wars in the world, for no person will be concerned with his own good whatsoever, but only with the good of others. This law of equivalence of form is the law of the Messiah.
Again. Yes.
Rav, הוא כותב, ומה שאדם עושה לצרכי עצמו בהכרח.
What a person does from his necessities, meaning the minimum he needs to exist and his family, that's not considered disparity of form, because the necessities are not praised nor condemned. This is a great revelation that we be revealed in full only in the days of the Messiah. What is the revelation about it?
that it is permitted for a person to receive what he must have for his sustenance, and not more.
Ken.
Yes.
The ideal state that he's describing, how everybody works for all the others' benefit, he himself says it's a fantasy that will only happen in the end of days of the Messiah.
Okay, so what?
So it sounds that there aren't two paths for humans, only suffering.
You can take it upon yourself now. Who is stopping you?
The world to receive is stopping me.
No? And then, will there not be will to receive then?
Is it even possible? It doesn't sound possible. Also, according to what he writes, and especially in my feeling, that everybody will love each other and all wars will disappear.
Through this suffering they will experience, this is what will become clarified for them.
That's the path of suffering. It doesn't sound that there are two paths, only path of suffering.
No, but when they accept the second path, you will have one opposite the other. And they will behave on the path of Torah.
What does it mean that they'll accept the other path?
The path of love and connection and bestowal.
But they don't even know it exists.
Why they don't know? We can reveal it. We do reveal it.
Who knows that from the 8 billion people or leaders that there's another path to behave?
Several people know.
Who, us or somebody else?
Several people know. Several people know, and they are called the children of Israel.
So we know and we have choice. I understand that. Except for us, somebody has a choice?
No.
So the whole campaign is us? This is what he's talking about, us?
Yes, with respect to us. Can't you see that the whole world is directed against us?
So the whole world is a theater, and the whole purpose is to give us a state of choice?
No. The whole world is also in scrutiny. To them too, it is not. Life is not a rose garden. Everyone has to come to a state where our life is not a life, and this existence is no existence. And it can only be with it on a different condition, in order to bestow, in order to help sustain each other.
If I understand correctly, the whole world doesn't have freedom of choice. They don't know another love, bestow. It's only suffering. Only running from suffering.
Well, they don't think so. But actually, yes.
What? So you're saying yes. That's what I'm trying to understand.
What are you trying to understand? I don't understand.
I'm asking, is there a choice or only suffering?
There is choice, but no one wants to use the choice.
How is there a choice if they only know one thing? They don't know what bestowal is. They don't know the other side.
Why not? They do know it. If they were in bestowal, just go and explain to them. No one hides from them. If you explain to them, then you'll see if they want to. You'll see if they want to accept bestowal or not.
I don't know what it means to explain to them. We disseminate. This dissemination reaches very few people from the 8 billion. That's a reality. So what does it mean to explain to them?
Explain that nevertheless, on the path that you reasonably explain to them that if everyone treats everyone else well, as much as possible, maybe in small groups or something, by this, it can bring correction to the world.
You're describing it as if there's 8 billion people in an auditorium and we're sitting on stage and speaking, and they can hear or not hear, but it's not the reality.
It does not matter. This is what Kabbalists are telling you, that the world is built this way, arranged this way. What do you, now, what do you want?
So, and we, when we disseminate, we have to just spill it out and hope it reaches everybody.
Yes.
Along with that, should we measure in the vessels of this world that, let's say, it only reaches 100,000 people from 8 billion, or not to measure?
I look at how religions used to develop in the world. In those days, when there was no media or nothing, how did they nevertheless succeed?
But religions didn't, they expand because they were speaking to the will to receive. Isn't that the reason they succeeded?
They succeeded because they were selling the next world. You too are also doing it to an extent.
But we can't sell the next world.
What do you mean can't? Not allowed. Where is it written that it's not allowed and you're not selling?
So friends are asking, is there a way we can sell it that it turns to the will to receive or not? The answer isn't clear.
All in all, in general, the bottom line is a person benefits from going with the second nature, yes? So this is what we have to explain to him.
Okay,
because what accompanies us so far has been the will to receive, which is pushing us forward. It's pushing us forward. We still don't know what it is in order to bestow. There are such degrees where it's impossible to agree with them. Okay? All right. So let's go.
Yes, like Moscow one.
There's only Moscow one.
Раф, а вот вопрос по подготовке к уроку. Там был вопрос для молчаливого семинара. Войдем в объединение, в одно сердце, ощутим там Творца. А что нужно делать вот в таких случаях? Молиться Творцу? Или представлять, как семинаришь с товарищами, или там думать, что они говорят. Как правильно семинарить в молчаливом семинаре?
Об этом будем говорить отдельно. Моше.
The question was about the silent workshop during the preparation for the lesson, and Rav said we'll talk about it separately. Continuing to read.
This law of equivalence of form is the law of the Messiah. It was said about this, but in the end of days it shall come to pass, and many nations shall go and say, come, and let us go up, for out of Zion shall go forth the law. He shall judge between many nations. That is, the Messiah will teach them the work of the Creator in equivalence of form, which is the teaching and law of the Messiah, and shall prove to mighty nations, meaning he will prove to them that if they do not take upon themselves the work of the Creator, all the nations will be destroyed by wars. If they do accept his law, it is said about it, and they shall beat their swords into shovels. If you take the path of the Torah and receive the spice, very well. And if you do not, you will tread the path of suffering, meaning that wars will break out with the atom and hydrogen bombs, and all the nations of the world will seek advice how to escape the wars. Then they shall come to the Messiah to Jerusalem, and he will teach them this law.
We don't know what he's talking about. They will come to the Messiah, to Jerusalem, and he will teach them this law, but discernments, spiritual discernments, then the world will feel then that they are approaching them. Okay?
No.
Yeah?
Is there such a reality that people's hearts awakened for correction and they didn't come to Bnei Baruch and they came to other places and they have an inner desire like here and they work in other groups and there they develop and advance? Could that be?
Yes, it's written that there are many ways to the Creator.
So all those other groups, whoever they are, big, small, they also advance the world?
Perhaps. Could be. Could be. I'm not responsible for them, but it could be.
Do we need some work or connection with other groups?
No. 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 That's it.
Again.
Yes.
All of the correction of creation, what he writes is on this border between necessities and excess, that once it's revealed, and we know that too. He says once it's revealed, so we know, but we don't know how to find that inner border between necessities and excess.
Each one has to check within himself, and then it'll be easier for us to convey it to groups. Our groups, to the tens.
It's very vague, this border.
Make it not vague. It's in your hands. You're running away from it. You don't want to recognize it. You don't want to stand and sort out.
How can we not lie to ourselves about it?
Lie?
Yeah, that it's really necessary, but I think it's necessary, but actually it's excess.
It needs to be done through a connection with the friends. If you are with them, then it'll be clearer to you.
This revelation that was revealed in the end, is that they understand it, or that they'll feel war, this inner border, or they just need to know the principle, or will they actually feel it inside what necessity is? He says the revelation that will be revealed. How will it be revealed? What is this revelation that everybody will know this law of necessity and excess?
We discover it along the way.
No.
Well,
I have a formula or a definition that will help us, Bnei Baruch, to bring the correction of the shattering. I want to be a dam that disseminates and prevents the bomb. Will that help?
I didn't understand what he said.
Again, I want, along with Bnei Baruch, to correct the shattering. And I have a definition for it. I want to be a dam that prevents blood, works in dissemination, and prevents the bomb. Could that help?
It's nice.
Thank you.
Tov.
Okay.
No,
we have a little bit from the world clay. Give one.
Дорогой Рав, вот по поводу пути страданий и пути Торы, действительно, вот так оглядываешься на всю историю.
About the path of suffering and path of Torah. Sometimes you look at history and you see that the main thing was the path of suffering. On the other hand, there's the example of Bala Sulam, that he warned everybody about the Second World War and asked the Jews of Poland to leave. But in the end, only he left with his family. Could we say that that was the path of Torah for him, and for all the other became the path of suffering?
It's always like that, no one obeys the leading of the spiritual leader. That's the way it is.
Is dissemination, first of all, self-correction?
No. Dissemination is the correction of everyone. Because a person is asking to be together with everyone, rise with everyone. It's a general correction.
Women have two.
Women have two.
Thank you, Rav. Continuing how everybody will know and understand, we see that in Israel something happened now that seems just unrational. What you have been speaking about for years with reporters and that the connection between us saves us, we didn't know how to explain it to people. Now everybody's just saying it from the bottom of their heart. They're saying our enemies annul before the connection between us, and our separation gives them life. So externally, we see just how atrocities and war brought this revelation. What happened internally in the nation of Israel that suddenly it's just there?
Yes, I see it, I feel it, I hear it. Let's hope that it will advance up to the complete correction without any victims. That's the way it is, but it's beautiful to discover it, to see in our eyes how much the people of Israel all of a sudden is rewarded with such cohesion, such unity and mutual appreciation. And we don't need to explain anything to anyone. But any soldier in the battlefield feels that this is his place, that he wants to remain there. He feels there better than at the center of the country among civilians. And I'm very happy that, although it wasn't an easy way, but we have been rewarded with the revelation of the corrections, and these are great corrections, which are happening to the entire nation. And we are rewarded with connection. And we can see on the soldiers who come for a few days home to be with us, how much they say that the real life is there and not here. And it hurts to hear it, but it is pain together with great joy in the heart. We have never seen such things, and we never thought that in our generation soldiers from the center of the country will want to go out quickly and return to those dangerous places where they are fighting. It is truly a great lesson that we are going through now. And let's hope it will give, it will place a sign in our hearts that will not be forgotten. I hang great hopes on it.
What happened specifically now that suddenly this degree was revealed in the nation of Israel, the degree of connection?
This I don't know. It was probably time. A certain cup has been filled, and a certain quota has been filled, and we feel that we are going through an introspection, soul searching, and we are in a new state. Yes.
What should we do for this correction to be whole, like you said to begin with? Do we have to give it a push, or is it happening on its own?
No, no, no. We just have to be heart and soul with them, with all our soldiers on all the fronts, and wherever they are, and only pray for them. And that we want to be together with them.
כן, דודי.
Thank you.
Yes, דודי.
לאן המצב הזה לוקח את העם? Where is the state taking the nation to? What's the next adjacent state?
Into deeper and more direct introspection.
I don't see introspection. I see soldiers uniting and fighting, and a nation that's starting to come back to fight inside itself.
Okay, but it's still scrutiny. I'm very happy to see these things, even the one that is one against the other. And let's hope it will finally lead us to the right decision.
Why are you happy that the nation is going back to argue with one another? What's happy about it?
By this, they are scrutinizing each and every one's place.
How to give the spirit that's between the soldiers, they feel the unity of fighters, how to bring it into the nation. It's like here there's unity and here there's separation.
This is what happens as a result of the action itself. Those who are fighting against the real enemy, that wants to kill us, that wants to throw us out from our piece of land. And our inner enemy. Each of us will nevertheless have to feel more and more that he is facing his ego. And that he must grab it and strangle it.
How to locate that inner enemy in us?
Anything that brings you closer to the other is the friend. And anyone who somehow awakens in you repulsion from the other is your enemy.
Does recognition of evil bring us to connection?
Yes.
One against the other once you recognize the ego?
Yeah.
Last question. Do you feel that this war in Israel, what happened here in the last few months, did it soften the heart of the people?
For the time being, yes. For the time being. But what happens afterwards? The people of Israel has been through such things that and went back. Retreated. Went back to its bad ways. So let's hope this time we don't go back.
So
that's it?
Tof.
Okay. What do we have today?
We have announcements. Today's schedule, Thursday at 10, the news. 10:30, talks about the path. At noon, lesson. 5:30, reading the study of the Ten Sefirot. 7:30, reading Zohar. And we'll end with a song.
יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית
סודה היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא נועדה יש עוד אהבה בעולם אותה עוד יגלו כולם רק לפתוח צוהר חם היא כבר תמצא לה את דרכה לשם היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא Hino Ata Yes, Oda